This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. I'm here today with Tom Kaniski. How are you, Tom?
Great, Robert. Glad to be here.
And Tom is the CEO of Saint-Gobain, North America.
That's right.
Now, Here's what's interesting about Saint-Gobain. Saint-Gobain is actually 353 years old. I can't remember the last CEO I interviewed who had a company with such a legacy. Talk about the legacy of Saint-Gobain.
Actually, as an employee, it's an amazing thing to be part of that legacy. And I often get the question, you know, how does a company survive 353 years old? That's what everybody wants to know. And I have a couple of simple, two relatively simple answers. One, it starts with values. There's a real strong sense of corporate values inside of the company. Everybody knows them, whether it's solidarity, respect for law, respect for the environment, respect for employee rights, respect for employee safety, trust, you know, teamwork. People know those. And I think those have been consistent over many, many decades and even centuries when you talk about 353 years old. The other one is a sense of innovation across the business as well. You know, we've been part of some of the larger innovations, especially around glass making over that history. I need to go back and tell you how it got founded because I think that's an interesting story and maybe even tell a little bit about the name and then we'll talk about the business. So it got founded because Louis XIV was building his palace at Versailles and he had seen mirrors. Now, keep in mind that mirrors were an art form back then. It was something that might be sitting on your coffee room, your table in your living room, and they were being manufactured only on Murano in Italy. And so he had seen them and said, you know, not only do I want, you know, a couple of mirrors, but let's make a whole room. So when you go to the palace at Versailles today and you go to the Hall of Mirrors, which many people have visited, you know, I've been there many times, our very first products ever manufactured by the company are still on those walls. So it's not only cool to be part of a 353-year-old company, but our very first product is still there. So,
that is amazing. And I've actually seen your first product.
Yes,
bet a lot of people have.
Yeah.
So the core of a company surviving so long, you're saying it comes down to values. It's not product.
No.
Product is part of it, but values is the most important element.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think it's in all the people. I have a mantra. I've been in with the company 28 years. I came actually by acquisition 28 years ago. And people ask me about working for a French company as an American, those kinds of things. What I often say, though, is in my 28 years, I've met very few jerks. Now, I don't know if that's going to resonate with the audience, but I have a mantra. I want a jerk-free environment.
I was amazed when I was reading all the stuff about you, and it said one of your core values is no jerks.
No jerks.
Right? A lot of diversity also, and you embrace new ideas, but no jerks.
Yeah.
How do you know that someone's a jerk?
I think we all do when we meet one. You know, I think the problem is how not to hire one. You know, I think we know it when we're working
with one. If you get someone who's brilliant in innovation, but they're a jerk, you're not hired.
I'm not interested. Right.
Yep.
I'm not interested because they cause too much disruption. They're blockers. You know, and many times they're quiet blockers. You know, they're disruptive in an organization when you're trying to have a team and you're trying to build a future for everybody. So I think that's, you know, that's one of my core values. The other thing that's really interesting about working for a company this old, you know, we're growing in North America. And over the next 3 years, we have to hire about 6,000 people.
Now, you've about, in North America, in full disclosure, about $6.1 billion revenue, about 16,000 employees. The global company is about $43 billion.
That's exactly right. Right. And about 100,000 employees, almost 200,000, in the global company. But here in North America, we've been growing. And so we have to hire about 6,000 people in the next 3 years. And so when you belong to a company that's almost three and a half centuries old, you really start to think it's our 14th generation of employees that are in the company today. And when you start to talk about hiring now, we're going to be hiring the 15th and potentially the 16th generation of employees. I got to tell you, there's something in your...
It hits you that... You don't want to make a mistake.
You do not want to mess up.
You don't want to say the 15th generation is where we messed up.
Exactly.
We hired jerks there.
Exactly. So you can see why you have this incredible feeling of the history and kind of this sense of responsibility to that history, which I think permeates a little bit the management and the leadership.
So give me an example of one employee. So tell me about, you know, you have over 16,000 employees. Who's one who is an example of what the company is about?
Yeah.
What Saint Gobain is about in America?
Yeah, so the two pieces I talked about are actually the values part, but also the innovation part.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to enable creativity and personal creativity. You know, not just innovation coming from R&D, but actually innovation coming out of the entire workforce. You know, not the R&D department, but everybody. And so, you know, we have initiatives like every manufacturing company around digital manufacturing on the shop floor and what that's going to mean, automation and all of those things that are going on that are
And later on, we want to talk about AI and how you're using all of digital. But let's stick on the most important thing, the values and the people.
So when you empower people to have those values of creativity, the organization has trust, the organization has teamwork. What happens is people like, and I'm going to use this person, her name is Irma, and she's out in California at one of our manufacturers.
And you're even smiling when you mentioned her.
I have a selfie of her, and I'm thinking about my selfie with Irma, actually, because she's an hourly machine tool operator.
Mm-hmm.
And we were pushing new automation digital technologies. She took it upon herself to start to bring cobots into her work cell. Now, cobot is a robot which can learn from your actions. And so they're ones that are collaborative robots. They don't replace you. They help your job become easier. So she's a machine tool operator. And she decided to bring a cobot. She had heard about it, and she was pushing the plant, her managers, to bring cobots in. And she was one of the first to be receptive to it. And basically, the cobot loads and unloads the products that she has to machine. So she's able now to run two machines instead of one while the cobot is loading and unloading.
And it gets her to really focus on what she wants to do. So she is an example of someone who embraced change.
Absolutely.
And I bet a lot of people are afraid of change.
Absolutely.
And you know, when you look at machine learning and AI?
By far, change management is one of our bigger challenges now as we start to look on the manufacturing floor what's going to happen. So it comes back to people again. You know, it's almost never about technology, as I think you know. It's more about people and change and change management.
Now, are you thinking that way in terms of hiring your senior executives, the people on the floor, all different levels?
Well, one of my strong beliefs is if you are going to get innovation in your organization, it starts with diversity of thought. And so the other thing I look for in senior leaders, especially my mid-level managers who have gotten to a certain level because they're good at their job, they focus, they got results. The change that they need to make from that mid-level is going from being directive to a leader. And the key to being a leader actually is bringing in diversity of opinions, bringing in people that don't think like you. So when one of the biggest challenges we have in hiring people, I do it. I think everybody naturally does. When you interview somebody, you connect with people. Maybe you've got a shared background. Maybe you share something. You have a connection. That's not always good. You really ought to be hiring the person that's making you uncomfortable. Now, they can't be jerks, of course, but somebody who's not thinking exactly like you. Because I think if we hire those kinds of people and bring diversity in, you'll end up getting innovation from that diversity of thought, especially if you encourage them to be creative and you're willing to listen to them.
It's a great idea. So how do you know that someone has a different way of thinking?
Yeah.
Do you ask them a question in the interview? Do you look at their background? Do you, from their references?
Well, differences come in many ways. You know, it can be ethnic diversity. It can be age diversity. It can be gender diversity. It can be differences in where people went to school and their shared experiences, where they grew up. So I think that what you have to look for are people that make you just a little uncomfortable. Not that they don't have skills, but people whose ideas make you just a little bit uncomfortable. And if that's the case, I guarantee you'll get better insights and you'll get better solutions out of your management team.
On that note, we're about to take a commercial break, but think about that. People who make you a little uncomfortable just may be the key to your future. When we come back, we're going to talk more about enterprise innovation. Back in a few.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use Private Internet Access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Tom, who's the CEO of Saint-Gobain North America.
Yep.
This is a company founded in 1665, the first mirrors in Versailles. So before we talk about your management philosophy, and we heard really interesting things before, let's go into what some of the products are, where they're displayed, because this is a $43 billion company.
Right. So here in North America, what I can tell you is probably throughout your day today, you came in contact with our products multiple times. I had no idea. And in fact, I'd probably guarantee that you're within 100 yards of our product anywhere where you are.
Wherever you are. You're going to be within 100 yards of
probably.
Our products.
Yeah, probably. Or an application that we have.
Right.
So some of the, in North America, about 60% of our business is in building products. So, you know, we've got things like wallboard, roofing, shingles, insulation. You know, so there are your ceilings. There you're touching our products on a regular basis or seeing them throughout the day. The other part of our business that you don't see as much and wouldn't necessarily know are things like our glass business, our abrasives business, our automotive business, our medical business, our aerospace business. So we do things like the nose cone on aircraft. You know, that's the, it goes from that, spans from that to seals on spacecraft. We had a lot of product going out on SpaceX and the space shuttle, things like that. And then we've got bearings on cars. So you're touching those almost every day. And then we have glass on your car. So what I'd encourage your listeners to do is take a look at your glass, and if you see, you could see the Saint-Gobain logo on your glass on your car. But you wouldn't necessarily know that. Now, we also have a lot of iconic projects that people wouldn't even know we did. So here in New York City, we did the glass staircase at the tickets booth where people sit, and you can see the glass, that glass staircase that you see in Times Square. That we did that. We also did the glass in the Oculus, which is the transit center for the new World Trade Center. We did the glass on the Statue of Liberty. So those are some of the things that we've done here in North America that most people wouldn't even know.
That's pretty exciting. What do you do to ensure the integrity of your product? Because you talked about the integrity and longevity of your people and the values and their importance. But in terms of product, what do you do to ensure the integrity?
Yeah, so I think the people that know us from let me use the example of our medical business, because, you know, when you've got a company that's based on engineering, and what I didn't say was Saint-Gobain is all engineers. You know, so if you look at what's inside of the company, it's a group of engineers. And I think because of that,
you even came from R&D when you joined.
I did. I spent the vast majority of my career in R&D prior to that. Exactly. And so I think people take product quality, product assurance, you know, really seriously when you come from that engineering background that we all come from. So let me give the example. We love to be in businesses and in market segments where qualification is key to the sales dynamic. So aerospace, you know, you can't just put anything in a plane. You just can't put any product out on a SpaceX rocket or, you know, some other types of space.
So you're saying your real differentiator there is quality.
It's right? Quality.
Yeah, it's quality.
Reliance.
And innovation. And I know we've talked a lot about the key to your success of the organization is really the culture, is the people and attracting people. The types of people you want, are these, what are the core characteristics of people you want to attract at any level?
Yeah, I think it's probably the most important thing is curiosity. I think in today's world, you know, data and information is free today. You know, when I was in my career, if I go back now 40 years, you know, you go to school, you learn facts. we learned facts. We didn't necessarily learn to think. You learned to think more when you started to work. We kind of went to school to learn facts. Nobody goes to school now to learn facts, hardly, because facts, everybody, that information is free. You've got to learn to think. You've got to learn to be curious. What we're actually hiring for next are people that are life learners, that are curious and adaptable. So those would be the things that I think are most important. In fact, we're starting to roll this out across the corporation worldwide. We're stopping. We actually have a program on this. It's called the Attitudes. So we're hiring for attitude versus skill today. And a lot of that has to do with flexibility, adaptability, curiosity, and life learning.
Let's say if one of our 600,000 listeners is saying, that's me, I'm curious, I'm a lifelong learner. What is the website?
So it's Saint, the word spelled out, dash, Gobain, G-O-B-A-I-N, dash, North America, spelled out, .com.
Okay, that's good. Because you may have your best employee.
I know, it's way too long.
is ready to join. So now I want to go into this whole enterprise innovation. Because, you know, you started in R&D in 1990, and you worked there for 12 years. But you really said that it's not about innovation coming from R&D. You have a philosophy of these lifelong learners. As long as someone's not a jerk,
yep,
and they're curious, those are the types of people. Talk about how, from a leadership philosophy, you really build a culture of innovation.
Sure. So as you say, I spent about 60% of my career in R&D before moving to general management. And so I was always frustrated by – when I was in R&D, I was frustrated because the products couldn't get out fast enough and the business people weren't taking our great technology and putting it out. And when I went into the business side, I was frustrated because R&D was too slow. And I came to realize during my sort of search for this that we were way too dependent on R&D for innovation. And actually, innovation comes not from R&D, but from the entire enterprise. So when I had a chance to run one of the global business units of Saint-Gobain, and our mantra was to grow, we decided to open up the eyes of everybody in the entire division, all 6,000 employees at the time. And we did that a couple of ways. Number one, when a CEO stands up in front of an audience and says, we need to get more innovative, I guarantee the vast majority of people in that audience don't think he's talking to them. He's talking to R&D.
Right.
Or he's talking to someone else other than them because they're not creative. When people hear the word innovation, they think, what, Steve Jobs? They think Thomas Edison. They think, you know, we all have this image of who that is. And they don't, most people don't think they're creative. So the very first thing we did was we hired a person who developed internal training technology or techniques. And she went out and she trained in 2 years about 3,500 employees to make them feel creative, doing individual creative confidence, to teach people that they did have great ideas, that they were creative. It's not Steve Jobs and Einstein, it's them. So we did that. Then we trained our management on listening skills. Because if we're going to ask people to come with their ideas, well, we better not frustrate them by not listening to them. So we even did, so we trained management on listening skills. We trained our people on creative skills across the board. We did some other things along the way. But I give you some sense of the outcome. We were running about 25% of our sales in that division were coming from products less than 5 years old. About four years later, which was okay. It wasn't fantastic. It was okay. About 4 or 5 years later, after we rolled this program out, we had 50% of our sales coming from products less than 5 years old.
And I thought 25 was great, but
yeah.
50 is astronomical.
Yeah.
Okay, so on that note, we have to close up. But remember, great having you on the CEO show, Tom. And remember, no jerks, number one. Number two, hire people who are lifelong learners and are curious at their core. A pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
Thank you. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dan Shard. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here with you, Robert.
And Dan is the CEO of MetaFast, which is one of the largest, fastest-growing, health-focused organizations in the world. Talk about what the organization is.
Well, we have a very simple goal and mission. It is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. So we talk about being a health and wellness company focused on offering optimal health.
And when you look at the company, you're different in that you started really mostly with products, but now you have a robust business, which is really about the coaching, and you have 15,000 global coaches.
That's right. We're almost 40 years old as a company, and we started out initially offering weight management products through doctors' offices. Doctors were finding more and more people coming in, more of their patients coming in, who had this problem with overweightness or obesity, and we were the answer to doctors who needed to have a product to offer to their patients. That was the beginning, but it wasn't the end. They quickly found out that there were other ways to offer these products to people. So we added a franchise system or a set of centers called Weight Management Control Centers or MetaFast Weight Management Control Centers, and then a direct-to-consumer element, which was selling products to consumers now over the internet. It used to be over television, radio, print. And the last one, which has turned out, as you pointed out, to be the most important, is helping individuals become more healthy through the help of a coach, what we call an Optavia coach. Optavia happens to be the brand of product that we introduced just really about a little bit over a year ago that is a lifestyle brand focused on helping people become more healthy.
And what is at the core of being healthy? So many people try, they don't stay with the diet, so you have the coaches. What really makes it where someone succeeds?
Well, what we found is that it's not a solo endeavor. In other words, we provided kind of do-it-yourself solutions, where we would ship people product with a pamphlet or instruction manual and have them move on by themselves to try to achieve health. And what we found was that they are far more successful if they're linked or if they're connected with someone and then ultimately a group of people who share the same interests, which in this case is helping them be healthy and stay healthy.
And that's usually not like your spouse, because I know if my wife keeps saying, Robert, get healthier, might even bounce back, have the wrong effect. It's usually more of a professional person that's going to help this succeed, right?
It is. In fact, it's the highest success comes because the individual Optavia coach has actually been through the same process that the client has been through.
Ah, so your coaches come. Step one is you become a customer. Step two is you get great results. Step three is you learn from your coach, and you can now become a coach. So that's the training grounds. That's the incentive to do really well.
That's right. Some become coaches.
And then you don't want to become unhealthy because now you're a coach.
Exactly.
You're setting the example.
Yeah. And those who don't become coaches refer to their coach because they recognize the value that comes from being connected to someone who helps them through this health journey.
If someone wants to get involved, if they want a franchise, if they want to call up, what is the website or phone number? How would they get in touch?
www.optavia.com.
And that's O, spell it out.
O-P-T-A-V-I-A.
.com.
This is Robert Rees. We are speaking with Dan Shard, the CEO of Medifast. On the CEO show, we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're talking about a new health-focused organization, been around since 1980. One thing you had told me before is that actually the key with successful dieting or losing weight is not having three meals a day, right?
That's right. We talk about healthy habits. And the first healthy habit we teach as people progress in this journey is the habit of healthy eating. And that starts out with a really simple premise. I mean, we were all raised on breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And as it turns out, it's much more healthy rather than having three big meals to have six smaller meals throughout the day. So
why is that?
It's about controlling your appetite. It's about keeping your metabolism running. It's about not kind of gorging yourself at different times. And I think probably it goes back to the way we evolved as human beings. We weren't always sitting down at tables. We were hunters, gatherers, however you want to look at it, but we were eating throughout the day when you could. So this has to do with really creating a mechanism, you know, regular eating, healthy eating, to kind of keep you satisfied throughout the day so you don't overeat.
Oh, so does it matter what you eat? Should you have, for example, fruits and live food at certain times of the day, or how do you manage all of that?
Well, that's the second big part of it, is it does matter what you eat. It's controlling your appetite, but it's learning this healthy habit of eating six times a day. And what we teach you to eat is, it starts out by, this is an education process.
I know, Optavia products, right?
Yeah, well, it's some Optavia products, but then our focus is on making healthy eating second nature. So while we give you Optavia products to help influence and develop this
it's
set
more
of...
more of a supplement in a way.
Well, it's reinforcing this healthy habit.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth meal that we teach you is one that you prepare on your own. But it's not just anything. It's how we teach you how to make a healthy, lean, and green meal, which means that we're giving you the right amount of, teaching you to make the right amount of proteins and carbs together and vegetables.
So what is that? If you were to teach me right now, teach everyone, we've about 600,000 listeners in, they're all ready for dinner probably. So what are the elements to prepare a healthy meal?
So lean and green is the key. So lean means protein.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously if you have some salmon.
Is steak bad?
Steak is, not all steak is bad, but leaner steak is better.
Okay.
So, a filet is more healthy than a porterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want a massive steak either, but even better than steak is chicken, fish, or high lean,
And do you want to mix them? Are you going to teach them in this meal to mix vegetables and salads with the protein, or do you have them as separate meals? One meal is protein, one is vegetables.
No, that's the green part. So it's vegetables and protein. And that's the easiest way to do it. And what you're trying to do is get your body to be consistently nourished, but also keep your insulin kind of at the right level. And that kind of helps, brings the brain into the whole equation so that you're not feeling these massive hunger pains.
And how does like cheese fit into that? I happen to love all types of cheeses.
Cheese is good in moderation. Same kind of thing. Some cheeses are better than others. Probably the kind you like may not be the ones that are both healthy.
May not be the best one. Okay.
But a mozzarella cheese, for example, good.
Okay.
Camembert, not so good.
Ah, it's a shame because that's what I like more. So we have about 2 minutes until break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your leadership philosophy. But give us more advice on what people who are active, who are CEOs, who are moving all around the time, what they should eat and how they should manage their healthy being in terms of exercise as well.
I think traveling makes it tough because as soon as you go in a restaurant.
Wait, question. Are you better off exercising once a day or several times in six small spots?
Well, we talk about while you're going through the weight management portion of this, trying to lose weight, we talk about exercise that's not stressful. So no huffing and puffing. So it's movement, it's walking, it's climbing a flight of stairs. Once you achieve your healthy weight and you're not trying to lose weight so you don't have a calorie deficit, then weightlifting, running, all of those things.
Okay. This is Robert Reese on the CEO show, and we're speaking with Dan Shard of MetaFast, and we're finding about the exciting organization. One question, 15,000 coaches, how do you motivate and align all of them? And you've just 1 minute left.
They honestly motivate each other. They are focused on a mission to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time, and they believe in it because they've been through it. They know that their life got better when they became more healthy, and that's what they pay for. That's their focus, is to help other people achieve the same thing that they achieved. That's their motivation.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO show. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Dan Shard about his leadership philosophy at MetaFast. Back in a few.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dan Shard, who is the CEO of Medifast. So let's talk about, you joined, I think it was October 3rd, 2016, you became CEO of Medifast.
That's right.
Talk about where the company was right then. It's a well-known brand, everyone's heard of it, and talk about where the company has evolved to since then.
Well, over almost the previous 40 years, we had become very good at creating multiple channels. So a set of allied channels. We sold through doctor's offices. We sold directly to consumers through digital advertising. We sold through a franchise system. And the last element that we added was selling through a set of coaches or a group of coaches. And what we
How many coaches at that time were there?
Boy, less than 1,000.
Okay, so less than 1,000 in 2016.
Yeah.
Hundreds. Okay,
In 2016.
Yeah.
So the coaching business started 17 years ago. In 2016, we had roughly 12,000 coaches.
Okay. Go ahead. So then what did you do from strategic
standpoint? We started out by looking at the numbers. We said, look, if we are truly a mission-driven company, and we're focused on delivering on our promise of lifelong transformation, which of these channels gives us the ability to best deliver on that promise? And what we found was two key insights. One was when we linked them with an individual, in this case the coach, mm-hmm. they were more successful. Two, when we taught them a set of healthy habits rather than just telling them, giving them an instruction manual, when we taught them healthy habits and started to instill those habits in their lives, they were more successful. And then from there it became, what else can we add to help make that process kind of move forward? And that was linking them with the community and providing products that help them develop those habits.
And how did you engage the whole executive team around this mission? It's a big transformation.
Yeah. No, we started out by looking at the numbers. And
so you all did together.
Yeah.
So it's really a team effort where you looked at the numbers and you came up with this new strategy.
Yeah. We looked at the numbers and we said, what do we learn from this? And there were a lot of different numbers. Some of the parts of the business were very profitable but didn't deliver on the promise that we were making. Other parts of the business were less profitable but more scalable and delivered greater long-term value.
Those were the ones you went on. So there's a great message for everyone. Don't just focus on immediate profit. Focus on your mission and understand how you could scale it to a larger point.
Exactly right, Robert.
Okay, so let's talk about you. Recently were cited as one of the top most trustworthy companies in America for 2016, 2017. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you.
And especially that dovetails nicely with when your tenure as CEO. What do you think it took to achieve that, and what message do you have to other CEOs about building trustworthiness?
I think that particular award was largely around our financial management. We are a debt-free company.
So wait, this is amazing. You achieved that, and you jettisoned some of your more profitable products by focusing more on the mission that helped you achieve greater finances.
Yeah.
And I know that you've had double-digit growth as well.
Yeah.
You know, regularly.
Yeah, so I'd say conservative financially, no debt, and very good at also making sure that we have a very strong balance sheet, so cash in case we need it for a rainy day, and also to invest back in our business.
So you've had great experience in turning around Medifast over these past 2 years, one of the trustworthy companies, as we were talking about, as well as great profitability. What are the characteristics requisite for a CEO to become transformative?
I think first you have to know exactly where you're going. So I think that's what we were just talking about as mission-driven.
So let's talk about Asia. You know, in 2019, you have this major outreach towards Asia, which is a big difference from where you've been in the past. Talk about what spurred that on strategically and what you hope to achieve.
Well, we're fortunate to be in a category that is
high demand.
That's right. Health is not a problem just in our own country, but it's a problem around the world. And to a certain extent, we're exporting the problems. I mean, our fast food has created challenges virtually everywhere. It's really also just lifestyle in general. As countries become more developed and people are gathering towards the urban centers, they move less, they eat less healthy. And so what we did was we looked at the numbers. 54% of Asians are actively trying to lose weight.
54% of Asians as the totality.
That's right. Now, those numbers are also high in Europe, also high in South America, and throughout the rest of the world. So in reality, we could have gone to a lot of different places, but we felt that our particular model, as we were testing it, and we tested it in a number of countries, had some particular appeal to the Asian community. So we're starting out with Hong Kong and Singapore, and those will be gateways to Greater China and Southeast Asia.
Let's talk about Optavia and the coaches. You've 2 minutes left. What are the coaches really doing? Is it over the phone? Is it face-to-face? How do you manage that process so it's so effective?
Well, I'll tell you, it's evolving. It certainly used to be, if you can do a face-to-face, that's great, but that occurs less and less. And as people now become connected through social media, they have to use other technologies. Was cell phone, then it's video conferencing, but more and more it's texting, social media. So it's virtually any way you can connect to support somebody and let them know what to do, how to do it, or just simply provide them the support they need to get through a tough time is what our coaches use.
And I bet they're using Skype a lot also.
They use Skype, they use Zoom, FaceTime. I mean, whatever it is that you can do on your phone now, which is virtually everything, is a tool for the coach.
We have 1 minute left. Your mission really resonated with me. Now, everyone listening in, think of how important having a mission that's a higher purpose is. Would you mind saying again what your mission is and what it means to you?
To offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. And I think it means we're very ambitious. We want to provide the solution, this help to anybody across the world that needs it. We recognize this is hard. Changing something that changing a way of living is difficult, which is why we focus on habits. We know that if you can do something repeatedly over time, it becomes a habit. So our focus is on teaching them how to live a different way of life or live life differently by learning a set of new healthy habits that they can use not only throughout their life, but then they can turn around and teach and help other people's, whether that's a mother helping her children, whether it's a friend helping another friend, it really doesn't matter. Whether it's someone that you run into on social media, it's about sharing.
And on those inspirational words, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
It's It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.